Easter is celebrated this weekend, and eggs have a long history in Easter celebrations around the world. One Wisconsin woman keeps her Croatian heritage alive by creating and teaching others to make beautiful embroidered eggs.
My name is Stephanie Lemke Vuljanic. I grew up in a little town in Croatia, and I lived there till age 15. I came to the United States, got married, and had a son. 6 weeks after, I got very ill and couldn't move and was diagnosed with a severe arthritis and been fighting it ever since. My mom used to do the eggs for Easter for us children. That was a tradition, you know. We had a big celebration. We made fire in the morning on the top of the hill. It was gorgeous. Kids would be there singing and jumping. And when we got home, my mom would boil the eggs and she would get silk thread. And then she would wait for us when we got home. And we were so excited to tell her what happened there and everything. And then she would get the color of the threads out. And then she would say, okay, which color, you know. And doing that, she would talk to us. She would listen to what happened, and then little by little, she would inject like a moral teaching, you know. She would take an egg like this, and then she would say, look at this, you know. She would twist it around. She said, see, each time you look at it, no matter which way the eye is turning, you see a God eye. And that's how it is with God. Everything you are doing, God's eye is on you, and so you better behave. Then when I tell the story here, and people say, what did you do with those eggs? I said, we broke them. We play a game. And people go, oh, after all that work, you would break it? You know? But it was the process that was more important than product, you know? It was the memories that we created and everything. The eggs that I do somehow make me relax, make me feel good, you know. And I couldn't do it because I had surgery on both hands, you know. And I was thinking how difficult when you are a creative person and you want to do it and you don't do it. And then it dawned on me, I said, but I overcome a lot. I found out that this art died out. And my professor, who is, you know, looking after folk art in Croatia, he told me that it died out. And I said, no, it didn't. You know, I says, I'm doing this in America. And he says, no, you are too young to know that, you know. I says, no, I am not too young. My mom used to do it, my grandma, you know, and everybody. And so I know how to do it. And I sent some home so that they can do it. And I taught some people there, and I taught classes here. And so I think it's not going to die out.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. The series is a collaboration between Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. You can find more information at wisconsinlife.org.
Here to talk about some of the Easter egg decorating traditions from Eastern Europe is Jim Leary. He's a professor of folklore and Scandinavian studies at UW-Madison and director of the Center for the Study of Upper Midwestern Cultures. Jim, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks. I'm really glad to be here.
Sure. Well, to get us started, the unfortunate thing about radio is we can't see these beautiful Eastern European eggs. So could you describe them for us?
Well, there's quite a variety. The kind that Stephanie makes actually has this thread. It's not really applique or, you know, it's tied around it in these intricate patterns that form eyes. Some people, like Stephanie Lemke, who's Slovak from the Milwaukee area, sometimes has done straw and kind of applique those. The most spectacular kind is perhaps, well, it is, the Ukrainian style that uses this batik or wax-resist technique to create many different colors and kind of intricate geometric patterns on the eggs. And Polish people make decorated eggs. I've run into Slovenians who've done it here in Wisconsin. So it's quite widespread.
Is it a tradition that's being passed along and is still fairly active here in Wisconsin?
Well, not as active as it once was, I think, with regard to some of these Eastern European traditions and perhaps some of the elaborate versions of them. I think Stephanie's pretty much the only one who does her style. But there's been kind of a revitalization of the Ukrainian style with people who aren't necessarily Ukrainian also taking it on. And last time I was doing much field work in the Portage County area, where there are lots of Polish people, there were folks who were doing this kind of drop pull or scratching technique with kind of little comet-like spirals on the eggs, and I would guess that's still going on too.
What does it take to sit down and make one of these in terms of not just an investment of time but skill? I imagine you have to have a very steady hand and, of course, a good eye.
Well, if you're doing the really fancy ones that Betty Christensen, for example, did, or what Stephanie is doing with the thread, yeah, you do have to concentrate, and they're totally different techniques. Stephanie has a little book, Stephanie Lemke. You can find it online, where she has watercolor paintings, and she's also on the Wisconsin Arts Board's Wisconsin Folks website, as is Betty Christensen. And with Betty, there are images there online on the Wisconsin Folk site of her very elaborate wax-resist Ukrainian-style eggs. And with those, yeah, there are very elaborate patterns, and then there are different colors, and you have to do multiple dyeing each time. You have to cover up different layers that you don't want affected by the dye and subsequent kind of washes of it, and then you have to ultimately take all of the wax off, and then the egg color emerges. But even before that, a lot of times people will blow the eggs to get the yolk off, although not everyone does that. So a lot of work invested, for sure.
Now, are these eggs mostly bound up with religious celebrations of Easter, or do they have any other cultural significance?
Well, they go back, of course, to pre-Christian days in Eastern Europe, and they're tied up with fertility and the coming of spring, and they've often been used for 1,000 years or so as these sort of gifts of good fortune. So, they do obviously have this Christian overlay where, in some ways, the egg bursting from the chicken bursting from the shell would be akin to, Christ coming out of the tomb at Easter. But people have used them for other reasons, for reasons that are tied up with family and friendship and good luck for the year and the coming of the new season.
One thing we heard in that story, she mentioned that at the end they break the egg, and she mentioned that people have expressed their surprise. Why would you put all this time and investment into this creation and then break it? But it made me think about the contrast of cultures, I guess, that we in our modern U.S. society are more possession-centric, but here she's talking about the process precedes the product. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's really a profound statement, and I I think a lot of artists do feel that way. In 1986, when I first met Stephanie, Janet Gilmore and I were doing this folk art survey for the Kohler Arts Center, and there was a pinata maker, Patricia Yamas, who felt that pinatas should not last. They needed to be destroyed. And later I met the late Ken Funmaker Sr., a great Ho-Chunk artist, and he used to say that the stuff that he made, he said, it doesn't mean a damn thing, he said. It's not the thing, it's not the object, it's really the doing of it and the meaning of it that is significant.
Well, Jim, thank you so much for coming on and talking about these eggs with us today.
It was a treat. Yeah, it's gone fast.
Well, it always does. Thank you so much. And it's lovely to think about these eggs as we go into the Easter holiday. We're speaking with Jim Leary there, professor of folklore and Scandinavian studies at UW-Madison and the director of the Center for the Study of Upper Midwestern Cultures. He was with us, of course, to talk about Eastern European egg decorating traditions.